Preparations are already underway for the 2020 census, and the process has hit some controversy. A group of nearly 20 Democratic attorneys general has asked the Commerce Secretary to deny a request from the Justice Department to include a question about respondent citizenship status. And that's just one of the questions about census questions. With me to walk through all of this is Terry Ann Lowenthal, who joins me via Skype. She's a former longtime staff director for the U.S. House subcommittee that oversees the census. She now consults on census related issues. And Terry, first off, is it fair to say that the actual conducting of the census is an inherently controversial process in which somebody will almost inevitably be upset about something?
That is a very fair characterization, Mark, and here's why. The Constitution requires a census for political reasons. The census primarily is the basis for apportioning seats in the U.S. House of Representatives among the states. And so that is an inherently political outcome, and of course, at times can be partisan. So, yes, there are always controversies surrounding the census, but I think the goal is to make sure that the conduct of the census, how it's taken, is strictly nonpartisan and not political, and that the public has confidence in that.
Let me ask you about one of the concerns that specifically a number of Democratic attorneys general have raised, which is what they call the citizenship question, basically asking people, are you a citizen of the U.S.? Those AGs argue that that question is unconstitutional. Why is that? I mean, does the census not have a requirement to only count people who should be in this country or who are legally in this country?
Well, what most people don't realize is that the Constitution requires a census that counts all people living in the United States. It says nothing about one's legal status, whether one is a citizen or even here in and not documented. And in fact, you know, Congress debated changing that rule back in the mid-1800s when it adopted what became the 14th Amendment. And so the Constitution does require a count of everyone, not just of citizens.
Are people nervous that if this question is on the census, that it might have a chilling effect on even people who are here legally and maybe are even citizens? They might be nervous about family members or nervous about, you know, coming forward, even though they are entitled to be here for this?
That is a very important consideration. The Justice Department has recently asked the Census Bureau to add this citizenship question. And frankly, the request is very untimely because it's coming at the 11th hour, you know, when early census preparations have already begun. But beyond that, I think you put your finger on the more important point, which is that there's a climate of fear that hangs over some communities. So I think all of that could depress response rates if there is a citizenship question, and that would lead to potentially to a failed census.
One of the other concerns that some folks have outlined is the way the census will count two specific populations, prisoners and soldiers, the concern being that they will be counted potentially where they are at the time of the census as opposed to where they live under normal circumstances. How have questions like those been dealt with in the past?
Well, Mark, I think you're asking about a very important aspect of the census. These so-called residence rules, that is, the rules that tell everyone where they should be counted. Now, with respect to prisoners, they are counted at their place of incarceration on census day. And that has been controversial in recent decades because many states have begun building many prisons in rural areas, but many of the prisoners are from urban communities. And so not counting prisoners at their home address or where they lived before they were incarcerated will shift political influence as well, potentially the allocation of federal and state funds to communities for a large number of important community services and programs. The military are counted also differently if they are stationed overseas at the time of the census. So in a nutshell, if you're stationed overseas, you are counted at what's called your home of record, which is the place where you enlisted. But the Census Bureau is now adopting a new rule for 2020 that relates to members of the armed forces who are actually U.S.-based but may be deployed during the census. The Census Bureau will now count them at their regular home address, so not at their home of record, but at their usual home address at the base that they to which they are assigned when they're not being deployed.
How do you think all of these issues might potentially affect a state like Arizona, which you referenced a number of states have a good number of prisons in rural areas? Arizona certainly has that. There are a number of military bases here, certainly a large immigrant community in this state. I've seen projections that Arizona could be in line to gain one more congressional seat after the next census. Do you think that these rules could potentially put that in danger in some way?
Well, that's exactly right. Now, with regard to the residence rules, it's really very difficult to say how those might affect the apportionment of Congress. There have been surprises along the way. However, I do think that the possible addition of a citizenship question could have consequences for a state like Arizona. And so I think that the addition of a citizenship question particularly could adversely affect the ability to have an accurate count in a state like Arizona, and that in turn could affect whether the state does gain an additional seat in Congress.
Terry Ann Lowenthal is a former longtime staff director of the U.S. House subcommittee that oversees the census. She's now a consultant on census-related issues.